If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with David, Sue, and Kendra. We are in the thick of our One Magical Wish campaign. We're about halfway through. We're looking for 3,000 toys. But we love to talk to people who support One Wish Project all year long. And we have somebody on the phone, Patsy Sperduto, owner and CEO of Star Waste Management. Hello, Patsy.
How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, good to hear. So let's start out with how it all began, this partnership with you and Hannah. I know you met Hannah a couple of years back. What drew you to her and to the organization?
You know, I was getting a smoothie, and Hannah was working in the smoothie shop. and she just said to me, "Hey, like, are you important?" And I said, "Well, like, what do you mean by important?" And she said, "Like, are you like an important person? Like, do you like own a business?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I do. I do own a business." And she said, "Do you do any charity work with your business?" And I said, "Actually, right now, like, no, we haven't really been doing much." And she said, "You know, would you help me with my charity?" And typically, you know, when I get asked that question, there's always like some wild idea about some charity or something that these people want to do that doesn't really make any sense. And she told me her story about, you know, baking a cake for an orphan and how it turned into this One Wish Foundation. And, you know, it kind of inspired me to get involved, and we've been involved ever since.
That's a really amazing story. Kind of bold of her to jump right in. And
14,
you know,
by the way.
Yeah, and make like, the ask.
Yeah, she wasn't shy. She just came right at it and said, "Hey, like, help me."
Yeah, I think that's great. How many employees do you have in your company, Patsy?
Oh, there's like a little over 150 now.
You know, I ask because I guess you're kind of, maybe without even intending to, but you're really setting an example for them, but also for others in the community of this is what you do when you have a business. Mm-hmm. You're not just there to sort of make money for yourself or the business or the stockholders, but also to give back a little bit to the community. Does that occur to you, and do you take that part of what you're doing seriously?
Yeah, no, you know, it definitely does. You know, there's so many people that reach out, you know, especially when it's a larger company, that they want help and they want charity support. And you know, when I hear, like I said, what I was saying earlier, when you hear these ideas of what they're trying to support, it's almost like, you know, kind of like these wild ideas that are like out left field. And Hannah's idea is just like so direct. If she really wants to help people, and I love getting behind stuff like that.
And they're having such, you know, I love that you use the word direct. They're having such a direct impact on the communities around us, and I'm sure the communities that you serve as well as a business owner. You know, these kids, they're getting toys right off the shelf. Our listeners right now are helping us stock the shelves. I know that you support them financially as a corporate sponsor to put all of these birthdays on, and you're going to continue to do that, I imagine, in a number of different ways.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to continue to support that One Wish. Hannah's awesome. Her mom is amazing. We're, you know, every year we're going to kind of step it a little bit and help them a little bit more.
That's great news. Mm. Really, really great.
It really is impressive. And I love hearing from organizations similar to yours and why this specific charity organization is so special. And you kind of hit on it a little bit. But I was going to ask for you in your own words to sort of explain to our listeners, you know, the impact that they're having by being able to donate a gift and provide these birthday celebrations to these kids and, you know, and what that maybe means to you and why it's so important that you stay involved with One Wish Project.
I think a lot of like CEOs and entrepreneurs always like to tell their story about how they had it rough growing up and all the problems that they had.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could look back and do that same thing. But when you hear about the people that Hannah's helping or the One Wish Foundation's helping, you know, you can't get any rougher than that. You know, the direct impact she's having on these children, on these kids, on their birthday, getting them a cake, getting them toys, helping them out. Like, it's an amazing project, and it's a true charity, and I love being a part of it.
It's really well said.
Yeah, very well said. Well, we thank you, Patsy, for your time today. And even more than that, we thank you for all that you do year round to support One Wish Project. I know they appreciate it. We appreciate you as well. Patsy Sperduto, owner and CEO of Star Waste Management. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.